Good morning to you all. It's good to see you in the Lord's house today on this Sunday before the new year. I want to call your attention to Titus chapter 1, just the first three verses as I share a few thoughts in our call to worship. Paul, a servant of God and an apostle of Jesus Christ, according to the faith of God's elect and the acknowledging of the truth, which is after godliness, in hope of eternal life, which God, that cannot lie, promised before the world began, but hath in due times manifested His word through preaching, which is committed unto me according to the commandment of God our Savior. There's a phrase in those three verses that speak of something that we need to seek after as we approach the new year. We should be doing it now, but it's something that we need to desire, especially in the times in which we live, where truth is trampled on in the street. Truth is not sought after by the majority. It's just basically whatever happens, happens. And yet Paul says here, he said, there is an acknowledging of the truth, which is after godliness. That needs to be our pursuit. Recent Gallup poll, which was conducted for the Americans United for Life, found that nearly 70% agreed with the following statement. Listen carefully. There are few moral absolutes. What is right or wrong usually varies from situation to situation. 70% agreed with that statement. What are they not doing? Well, they're not pursuing truth. They don't know the truth. They're not anchored to anything. Therefore, there's nothing that's right or wrong, really. It's just whatever I think it is. Only 27% of those polled disagreed with that statement. Small minority. And while 50% were troubled about the influence of religious fundamentalism, only 36% expressed concern about secular humanism's influence in our society. Did you see that? 50% were troubled by what is known as American fundamentalism, and yet only 36% were troubled by secular humanism's influence. We've come a long way, have we not? In this nation that was founded on Christian principles. What has happened? Well, there is not the acknowledging of the truth, which is after godliness. What are we pursuing? We're pursuing whatever fits the culture, whatever happens. It's this idea that there's nothing really that you can anchor yourself to, just flow with the stream. But where is the stream headed? Well, the Bible says that the stream is headed to hell. And we need to be anchored to the truth. What is your mission in life as a Christian? It's to every day anchor my soul to the Word of God. Every day. Every day. You've got to check the anchor. You've got to make sure it hasn't slid during the day, hasn't moved away. One of the things, whenever I owned a boat, I had one for about 7 years till I couldn't afford it anymore. I'm trying to fix it all the time. But one of the things that I learned is even out in the middle of the bay, you got to check your anchor. Sometimes that boat, that would be just piano string tight. That would be pulling, the wind would be pulling it one way, and then it was loose. And then you kind of wonder, I wonder if we've kind of slipped a little bit. So you check that anchor to make sure that you weren't drifting or whatever. And we need to be checking our anchor. And what's the anchor supposed to be rooted to? What is it supposed to be anchored to? It's the truth. And so in this coming year, and in these days that we have left of this year, would you seek by God's grace to anchor your soul to something that means something for eternity? And that's the truth. The truth will always be with us. There's never an expiration day on truth. There will never be a time where truth is no longer, well, we don't have to follow this. No. The truth will always be because God will always be. And you better have your soul anchored to it. You better acknowledge the truth, which is godliness. May God help us to do that in the coming year.